I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. The Target Independence Day celebration is actually held on the 3rd of July, and Michael Morgan, music director of the Oakland East Bay Symphony, says its location at the Craneway Pavilion on Richmond's waterfront is just one other thing that sets it apart.
In contrast to a lot of orchestras' 4th of July performances, we're actually indoors. The building faces the bay, and the bay side is all glass. So you have the option of either watching the fireworks from inside while listening to the orchestra, or they have a really state-of-the-art sound system outside. You can go outside and watch the fireworks also.
They coordinate with the city about when the fireworks are going to begin and play a set with a lot of John Philip Sousa to accompany the display. But if you're expecting Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, it's not going to be on the program.
Because the 1812 Overture has nothing whatsoever to do with the United States. And so I have steadfastly refused to play that piece on the 4th of July because I don't see what it has to do with anything.
Another work, without cannon fire, has become a tradition.
We actually started the first year, we played several Broadway and movie medleys. We played a medley from The Sound of Music, and pretty much the whole building was singing along, and so we've made that an annual part of the event, is The Sound of Music sing-along.
Also representing musical theater and film on the program will be West Side Story and The Wizard of Oz.
And then the rest of the program is various Americana, and this year we're putting a little more emphasis on the World War II period, the Rosie the Riveter era, because, of course, a lot of that work was done in those buildings along the water there in Richmond.
Michael Morgan says they'll also feature pianist Chloe Ma, a former junior division winner of their Young Artist competition, playing the first movement of a Beethoven piano concerto. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.
Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine.